A Mom After God's Own Heart by Elizabeth George. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Harvest House Publishers. A Mom After God's Own Heart is read by Elizabeth George.
A word of welcome. Dear Mom, without even meeting you, I can tell you are someone very special. Why? Because you're choosing to listen to this audiobook. When you consider its title, it becomes pretty obvious that you desire to be a mom after God's own heart. This audiobook is packed with information and how-tos that will show you how to fulfill the desires of your mother heart, how to become a mom after God's own heart. As we begin our journey together, a few things will make it even sweeter. Open your book and enjoy it. Vital information is here. Encouragement is here. God's Word is here. I've even tried to make it easy to take in for you as a busy woman and mom. In my mind, I've pictured you listening to this audiobook in a quiet moment after the kids leave for school, or while the little ones are napping, or as you wait up for your teen to come home, or as you rock your baby to sleep, or maybe even as you recline against a tree while your kids enjoy a romp in the park. Enjoy your audiobook. Carry it with you. And let God's Word instruct you and give you a power boost and a pat on the back all at the same time. Open your heart to the priorities and topics covered in this audiobook. They are tailor-made just for you, Mom. They'll give you God's wisdom and guidelines for this major role in your life. Open your heart through prayer to the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to illuminate God's Word, to help you understand God's plan and priorities for your life, and to transform you, heart and soul. Open your heart to others. Look around. Are there other moms in your church or neighborhood who would benefit from learning what being a mom is all about? Invite them to get a mom after God's own heart, too, and go through it together. Then you'll be growing as moms and in the things of the Lord. And to really accelerate your understanding, go through the A Mom After God's Own Heart Growth and Study Guide. You'll love it. Open your heart and dream. Dream of becoming the mom you yearn to be, a mom after God's own heart. And now let's put feet on those dreams. It is the prayer of my heart that the contents of this special audiobook for moms like you will encourage you, excite you, instruct you, and inspire you to follow after God's own heart. In His great and amazing love, your friend and fellow mom in Christ. Focusing on the heart. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Proverbs 4, verse 23. No matter what you do each day or in life, doing things God's way is a matter of the heart. Whether it's deciding how to spend your money or your time, how you treat people, how you dress, or how you do your work, your choices reveal your heart. And the same is true when it comes to how you raise your children, no matter what their ages. Why is the condition of the heart, both yours as a mom and the heart of your child, so critical? The Bible answers this all-important question. At the heart of all things. As you already know from personal experience, the heart is the chief organ of physical life. It's obvious to everyone that the heart occupies the most important place in the human system. But the heart, as used in the Bible, also stands for our entire mental and moral activity, including the emotions, the ability to reason, and the will.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?